can come into your presence right now, God. And I thank you, Father, I can not be ashamed of emotion or tears.
That's right.
Yeshua, you cried. It says in your word that you store up our tears in bottles,
That's right.
God. And Father, I just pray right now, O God, that your people would hear the word that comes from you, not from the man that stands behind this microphone, and that it goes out on the internet, O God. That your people would hear your heart, O God. We thank you, Father, for this series that you've had me preach. It's your word that I'm preaching, not my own. The Shemesh. How men and women who have lived and their lives have been recorded in the Holy Scriptures, in the Tanakh, and how God had tapped them on the shoulders through Yeshua and spoke to them and called them and raised them up for such a time that they lived, just as we live today. And Lord, I thank you that today you said to open up in 2 Kefa, because just as Noah, and you could turn right now if you like to, 2 Kefa. And with that, we know that we're called as Noahs today, both male and female. Because you're one day are going to destroy this earth by fire. Just as your word says. You gave a warning to Noah that you were going to destroy the earth with water. So Father, now we turn to that portion of scripture now. I apologize, sir. 2 Kefa, 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 8. Praise be to God. You may be hearing a theme through our whole service today. And what has that been, that theme? We have a loving Heavenly Father, but He judges His children. Both those who know and have an intimacy with Him, and those who do not. Because how many of us have been children of God prior to knowing Him intimately? And He disciplined us. And part of that discipline was the time for us to know our God and to receive our salvation through Yeshua. Let us begin in verse 8. Moreover, dear friends, do not ignore this. With the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some people think of slowness. On the contrary, He is patient with you, for it is not His purpose that anyone should be destroyed, but that everyone should turn from his sins. However, the day of the Lord will come like a thief. On that day, the heavens will disappear with a roar, and the elements will melt and disintegrate, and the earth and everything in it will be burned up. Since everything is going to be destroyed like this, what kind of people should you be? You should lead holy and godly lives. As you wait for the day of God and to work to hasten its coming, that day will bring on destruction of the heavens by the fire, and the elements will melt from heat. But we, following along with His promise, wait for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness will be at home. That's where we're going to be living. For we are righteous through faith in Yeshua. Therefore, dear friends, as you look for these things, do everything you can to be found by Him, Yeshua, without spot or defect and at peace. And who did He send to us to perfect us in our holy faith? But the Ruach HaKodesh, to search our hearts, our minds, our spirits, our souls. If there's anything that defiles Adonai, it is to be removed. But God has to work through our own free will. Let's continue. And think of our Lord's patience as deliverance, just as our dear brother Shaul also wrote to you, following the wisdom God gave him. Indeed, he speaks about these things in all his letters. They contain some things that are hard to understand. Amen to that. I'm still seeking revelation. Saul's mind is so great. Our God is so great. But it says in the word that He will lead you into all truth. And if we seek any answer, seek after the Ruach, the promised one who is sent to us to lead us into all truth. So I'm not dismayed. when I don't understand. Because I can walk by faith trusting that one day I will understand. And when that day comes, I will receive the understanding. Let's continue. Things which are uninstructed and unstable distort to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. Indeed, he talks about the things in his letters that contain some things that are hard to understand. Things which are uninstructed and unstable own destruction, as they do with the other scriptures. But you, dear friends, since you know this in advance, guard yourselves so that you will not be led away by errors of the wicked and fall from your own secure position. And keep growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord, and deliver Yeshua, and the deliverer, Yeshua, the Messiah. To him be all glory, both now and forever. Amen. This portion of scripture I did not have prepared in the message. As we were spending time in our worship and preparing, the Lord gave me this verse. And he said, start here. Because what happens many times, now let us turn to Bereshit, that's Genesis chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. And it's in the complete Jewish Bible, it's page 6. But the Lord gave that to me in that about Second Kefa there, is that there are times when we say, well, this man Noah, he lived thousands of years ago. Yes. Well, Second Kefa was written 2,000 years ago. So yes, we do feel like we're in a hole, we're potato chips and all that. We think of ourselves, we got all knowledge, but we don't have all knowledge. And there are times when we read these stories, and we've read them as children, and we reflect on them. But God said, I want you to share before the people as if they are Noah. Because you people are like Noah. Because, you know what? Has the heavens and earth been consumed by fire yet? No. So what? In our generation, we are the Noahs to our generations, whether we be male or female. And from that perspective, that's what God said. Share that before the people today. It's always been intimacy and hearing the voice of God. The righteous shall live by what? By faith. And faith in what? In his word, in his promises. And there has to be intimacy. And if we're not demonstrating intimacy in our lives, how can our children follow behind us? How many people are now sitting in synagogues today? They've heard the Torah portion. They've heard people elaborate on things about knowing God. But how many people in the synagogues or the churches actually are walking in intimacy with God? That someone else could recognize that and say, that's what I want. I want Yeshua, the Messiah of the world, that is living in your life, in my life. I want something real. I've seen all what the world has to offer, and it's just garbage. So let us begin here in chapter 6 and verse 9. Here's the history of Noah. In his generation, Noah was a man righteous and wholehearted. Noah walked with God, and Noah fathered three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Who are we speaking about today? Noah, our grandfather. Because everyone who's assembled here today and everyone who's going to be hearing this message later on the podcast, Noah is your grandfather, according to the scripture. Because of these three others that were just listed here, it says that all the other 70 nations of the earth came from. So let's continue. Then the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and yes, it was corrupt. For all living things had been corrupted their ways on the earth. God saw Noah. The end of all living beings, he said to him, the end of all living beings has come before me. For because of them, the earth is filled with violence. I will destroy them along with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. You are to make the ark with rooms and cover it with pitch on both outside and inside. Here is how you're to build it. The length of the ark is to be 450 feet, with 75 feet and its height 45 feet. You are to make an opening for the daylight in the ark, 18 inches below its roof. Put a door in its side and build it with lower, second, and third decks. Was this the very first time that Adonai Yeshua ever spoke to Noah? If he did, many psychologists today would say, well, I think you're hearing voices. You're kind of out of it. But you know what? There was a time when God spoke directly to Noah. And how alarming that must have been. But you know what? It's amazing. As we study the scripture, we see that how old was Noah at this time? He was 500 years old. Okay? And so he had a history of hearing stories around the campfire. There wasn't internet. There wasn't YouTube. But how did families communicate one with another? By speaking. Face to face. How ironic. Today, what do we see? People texting to each other, standing in line. I've heard of that. I've seen young people talking on the phone to someone that's four or five places down the line. I work at Mills Fleet Farm. How family members find each other is they call each other on the cell phone so everyone can meet at a certain place. But at this time, in the times of Noah, fathers and grandfathers would spend time together. They had patriarchs. A lot of times they would meet around the campfire. And who did Noah hear for the very first time about Adonai Yeshua and God's plan of salvation? He heard the stories about his great-grandparents, Adam and Eve, and what had taken place. And so he was taught all these things. And I'm sure one of his great-grandfathers said to him, one day, don't be surprised when you hear the literal voice of God yourself. And I ask you, my brothers and sisters today, when was the last time that you intimately heard the voice of God speaking to you? And I'm not judging anyone here. But I'm bringing this up. The Lord says bring this up so that people would hear, as Ava shared today, God's love. We have a brief service today. I got another 14 minutes left. And that's great. Because sometimes you can say things very in a short or more meaningful than just going on in scripture, scripture, scripture. But we need to have intimacy with God. So let us continue. It is not recorded when he first heard. But we know that his father, Lamech, and Maselach. And just think one time. Grandfather Maselach. Taking Noah by the hand and saying, sit next to me today. But before you do, why don't you go ahead and put another log on the fire. I got a story to tell you about our family here. Maybe you've never heard about your great-grandfather. His name is Hanoah Enoch. And I want to tell you something. Enoch, your great-grandfather, walked with God. And he obeyed him for 365 years. How many days in a year? 365. Every day of the year for 365 years, he walked with God. That's the legacy that your great-grandfather has left to you. One day, while they were walking together, Adonai Yeshua and Enoch, they're walking together and they're just schmoozing, just an average day. And Adonai said to Enoch, today you're going home with me. Why? Because the intimacy and love between those two. Let's continue. And from that day, Enoch was never seen again on the earth. Think of it from their perspective as a family. Can you imagine how they searched? And they searched for days and days and months on end. He's 365 years old. Maybe he fell off some cliff. Maybe he drowned. But then I believe this, that the family began to intercede and ask, Adonai Yeshua, where is he? The scripture records that he knows all the hairs on her head. I used to have more hair on my head than I did years ago. It's falling out. Some people think, oh, that's not true. Yes, it's true. But he knows us because he formed and shaped us in our mother's womb. That's the intimacy that God has with us. And so when Noah's grandfather began to pray and ask, I believe that God revealed to him, stop searching. He's okay. He's with me. And that's part of the legacy here that was placed on Noah's heart. And so here in the scripture, all of a sudden it appears that God is speaking to him. And he's declaring to him that there's going to be a judgment coming. Let's continue. Both Enoch and Noah were tzaddik. That means that they were righteous men. And they were blameless. This does not mean that they were incapable of sin. But when they did sin, they did acts of repentance that was pleasing to Adonai, for they placed their faith in the promised seed yet to come, who is Yeshua. And where did they get that information from? Grandpa Adam? No. From Eve. Because when God was bringing down judgment upon her, he said, from you shall come a seed, the promised seed of the Messiah. She was exalted in that. And this same seed that they were believing in from generation to generation. How many generations was it from Noah to Adam? 10. 10 generations. How many generations from Noah to Abraham? 10 generations. Another 10. It's amazing how God uses these different numbers here. I know this, if we were able to shake our family tree, I believe this, we would be able to find different members in our family who walk close with God. Because his revelation to every household hasn't been just for one generation at a time.
That's right.
There are a lot of secret believers out there. But God wants us to no longer be secret. God wants us to be honest and open. Let us continue. Turn we now to Galatians chapter 3. Page 20. I wrote the wrong page number there. But it's Galatians chapter 3. And we're beginning at verse 13. We're on page 1454. The Messiah redeemed us from the curse promise in the Torah by becoming accursed on our behalf. For the Tanakh says, everyone who hangs on the stake comes under a curse. Yeshua the Messiah did this so that in union with him, the Gentiles may receive the blessing announced to Abraham, so that through trusting and being faithful, we might receive what was promised, namely the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, let me make an analogy from everyday life. When someone swears an oath, no one can set it aside or add to it. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his seed. It doesn't say, and to the seeds, as if to many. On the contrary, it speaks of one, and to your seed, and this one is the Messiah. Amen. The baton had been passed from Eve to Abraham, and through the descendants until the time of Miriam, and then it was given the promised seed, Yeshua. Here is what I'm saying. The legal part of the Torah, which came into being 430 years later, does not nullify an oath sworn by God so as to abolish the promise. For if the inheritance comes from a legal part of the Torah, it is no longer comes from a promise, but God gave it to Abraham through a promise. So then, why the legal part of the Torah? It was added in order to create transgressions, that we may sin and understand that it's by faith we would obtain righteousness, not through works. Until the coming of the seed, who is Yeshua, about whom the promise had been made, that in and through him. Moreover, it was handed down through the angels and a mediator. Now, a mediator implies more than one, but God is one. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. More than one. Through God the Father's plan, empowered by the Ruach HaKodesh, and the seed, the promised seed of Eve, Yeshua HaMashiach. Let's continue. Does this mean that the legal part of the Torah stands in opposition to God's promises? Heaven forbid. For if the legal part of the Torah which God gave had in itself power to give life, then righteousness really would have come by legalistically following such Torah. But instead, the Tanakh shuts up everything under sin, so that what had been promised might be given. On the basis of Yeshua, the Messiah, trusting faithfulness to those who continue to be trustfully faithful. I speak to my brothers and sisters right now who are here on the internet, who are worshiping Torah. That is an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. We're to be worshiping Yeshua, the Ruach HaKodesh, and Abba our Father. Yeshua is revealed in the Torah. Yes. He is the central theme of the Torah. But the Torah does not replace him. And in the Torah of itself, there is no salvation. It is only through Yeshua HaMashiach that we have gained our salvation.
Amen.
Through his sacrifice. So do not love the Torah more than you do Adonai Abba the Father, the Ruach HaKodesh, and Yeshua HaMashiach. My brothers and sisters, you are out of balance. It's time now for you to come back, to fall on your faces before Adonai Yeshua and repent of your sins. Otherwise, you're going to walk in the darkness that our fathers walked in, and seek after sacrifices that are called in the Torah, that are endless. Yeshua fulfilled the Torah in dying upon that tree.
Amen.
And that is what we as messianic believers, both Jews and Gentiles, believe in the promise and the seed that is in Yeshua. And that is the righteousness we walk therein. Not of men, not of works. But walking humbly, brokenhearted, and allowing the Ruach HaKodesh to search our hearts and minds. And anything that is profane in it, it shall be revealed. That we may one day be presented as the bride of Messiah, without spot or wrinkle. Father, I pray right now that you would reveal this truth to all my brothers and sisters in Messiah.
Thank
you. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen. Now, before the time for this trusting faithfulness came, we were imprisoned in subjection to the system which result from perverting the Torah into legalism, kept under God and guard until this yet to come trusting faithfulness would be revealed. According to the Torah, functioned as a custodian until Messiah came. Has Messiah came? Yes and amen. So that we might be declared righteous on the ground of trusting and being faithful. Let's continue. But now that the time for this trusting faithfulness has come, the Messiah has been revealed to all of us here. And those who are listening on the podcast, that's the revelation that you need to receive. Not an angel, but you must see Yeshua as He is the promised Messiah, the Savior of the whole world, of all the tribes and nations. Let's continue. We're no longer under a custodian, for in union with the Messiah, you are all children of God through this trusting of faithfulness. Because as many of you were immersed into Messiah, have clothed yourself with the Messiah, in whom there is neither Jew or Gentile, neither slave or free man, neither male or female. For in union with the Messiah, Yeshua, you are all one. Just as our God is one, we are made one. Also, if you belong to Messiah, you are the seed of Abraham. What's the name of this congregation? Seed of Abraham. And heirs according to the promise. Hazen Tim, please come and close our service. Praise be to God.